What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I apologize that we're starting the 4 o'clock hour this late, but we went long with Danny Cannell, and it was worth it though, because I enjoyed what we were talking about. But this is unacceptable to start the 4 o'clock hour at 4:12. Len, I apologize. But as I said on Tuesday, if you're going to fire me, please don't do the whole, hey, we'd like to see you at the radio station. Just shoot me a text. I'm good with it. I don't need to be inconvenienced. Do you feel the same way, Crowder? I was talking about this. Most people have never been really fired. You've been cut from a team. I don't know if you've been fired from a job. People have been laid off. They lose their job. I get it. I've had a situation where I was fired, brought into a conference room, and I was being fired. And Solana and Jimmy, been laid off, but never like fired. Would you want, if the radio station is firing you, would you want Len to call you and say, hey, by the way, do you think you can make it in around 1:30 this afternoon? Claudia's here. We want to go over some stuff. Because they always leave it kind of up in the air like that, and you don't really expect it to be coming. Or would you rather just a phone call or a text? Hey, you don't like driving here anyway. Let's not stand on ceremony. You don't have to do this, in person.
100%. Shoot me a text. Yeah. Say you're terminated. Then I'd probably text back. Oh, damn, I don't work it there anymore. No, we don't need you. Thanks. Have a good one. Take it easy.
Right? Like, that's, I'm fine with that. I don't need to drive in and we're going to make this a whole big meringue. And they like, meringue, by the way. Not even close.
Is that a, you don't want to get make a pie?
You guys are going to have a meringue pie? Together
we're gonna have a pie,
because then maybe you do want to come in, right? If you're gonna get pie, Crowder,
where did you get fired from?
I didn't know pie was on the table.
Where,
here,
where were you? I need to hear where you got fired from. They're giving out pie,
popping fresh pies. I mean, I think I was thinking of a harangue. Is a harangue a thing?
I don't know what you're speaking of, sir. A harangue.
What is a harangue?
Yeah, no, you're right. A lengthy and aggressive speech, a harangue.
Yeah.
Or a lecture.
Yeah, we don't need to make it a big harangue or a meringue, unless you do want to give me a pie. Hmm. You know what? If you're calling me in and I have to come down, but I am walking out of there with a pie, maybe it was worth the trip. Would a pie make a firing more palatable to people? People are always pissed when they get fired.
Yeah.
If they gave you a pie, though, would that lessen some of a person's anger?
And you just lost your salary and your insurance?
But you have a pie.
And you give me a pie with total frosted tips? Mm. No. No.
That wouldn't make it any better?
No. It's almost joking. Like, you just changed my life. Here goes a pie. I punch him in the face.
No, and if you were going to hand something out, a pie would probably be the last thing you want to hand out, just because pies are almost conducive to throwing. No?
Right,
you're
right. The pie throwing. In the face. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like a waffle and bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to throw away a waffle and bacon. You're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a plate of bacon. Appreciate you. Thanks, Lynn.
You don't need to be called in, though, for real. No, I don't need to be called in.
I've been fired twice in my life. And the second time, they called me up and they cut me from the Dolphins. And I've told the story where now I just try to find leverage. So I told Jeff Ireland that I need my workout bonus because now I'm on the wrong end of not having a job anymore. So now you owe me $250,000, whatever, $270,000, whatever it was. I'm like, go get my money. And he was like, no, that's not how it works. I was like, I'm not leaving this building until I get my check. So I tried to swing it back. So I'm not great at getting fired.
Right. You try to get some of the power back because it's emasculating when you get fired or cut or whatever. Like you don't like all of a sudden it's like you're not good enough for this organization anymore. And so you want to take something back. It's like, okay, well, give me my check.
Give me my check. And then the other time was when the lady got me fired from Cub Foods in Atlanta because I was giving her free groceries and she told on me.
Right, you were stealing groceries. It's a cute way of saying you were stealing groceries from the grocery.
I didn't know the lady. I just saw an old woman and she had a lot of produce and it was selfish because I didn't want to look up the code of a purple plum. So instead of finding the code, I just throw it in the bag. And she got a bill and she went and told the manager, hey, I have all this fruit and nothing's on the receipt. So then I go on suspend or restriction or whatever. And then that's when the general manager found me now stealing cookies from the bakery and eating them in the freezer already on probation with the
so on your best behavior from the stealing the first from stealing accusation you decided to steal something but this time you did in the back room
from my philanthropic approach to helping out old women
right stealing.
then I had cookies that were made for me from the Spanish lady that worked in the bakery and she was sweet on me. And I got caught eating them in the freezer with the general manager coming there, the regional manager. And then they called me in. I knew what I was walking into. To your point, I knew exactly why they called me in early to fire me. So I had something in my holster already. And I told on the produce guy because I caught him smoking weed a couple weeks ago in the back of the store.
You told what a narc. Just for no reason. You just told on someone.
I was 17. I had to have something. So they were like, yeah, you know, you already did the grocery thing. And now, you know, the regional manager caught you in the freezer. So, like, you know, we have to let you go. I said, Eduardo's be smoking weed during his break in the back.
What a snitch.
Randolph the Narc Crowder.
Unbelievable. What a snitch.
I thought I was going to, you know, I was going to go on the other side. Now I'm an informant. I want to be an informant.
The guy called stealing philanthropic efforts and snitching informant. Just to soften the blow.
Y'all gonna fire me for eating cookies? And Eduardo will be smoking weed every break. Give us your badge. Give us your badge.
Didn't you get fired from Hooters also?
Yeah, that was, you know what?
Thought I remember that.
And that was a spark of the moment. I think that was an emotional firing.
Now that's the place where a going away pie might make you feel better.
They kept yelling at me, prep, prep. Man, that's 1,000 people in here. These people, I don't know these people.
Well, weren't you the prep cook?
But you can't yell at me. When there's prep plates already on the table, you yelling prep, the cooks having nothing done. These girls are all high. I tell on everybody.
The girls are all high. What kind of Hooters was this?
This was in Gainesville. They hired all the college dropouts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well,
anyway, Len, if you're going to fire me at any point, no meringue. I prefer apple pie. All right, quick look. Let me give you a Panthers update. Road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Tonight, Panthers back at home, the Amerant Bank Arena. Red Wings are in town. And Saturday, by the way, they host the Ducks. Puck will drop at 6 p.m. Tonight's game you will hear right here on 560 WQAM. After the home game Saturday, Panthers are going to hit the road for four straight on the West Coast. They've got the Ducks again, this time in Anaheim, then L.A., San Jose, and the Vegas Golden Knights. So after Saturday, Panthers will not be home again until January 29th. Let's do a real quick look at the headlines because I want to do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. So we'll get a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The biggest news right now is Kevin Love's activity on social media. This is crazy. So Jimmy Butler and Mickey Arison reportedly set to meet today over the ongoing suspension, or the suspension that has ended. And we didn't really know like what time that was at. We didn't really know much about this alleged meeting. But Kevin Love, who has been outstanding on Instagram over the past couple weeks throughout this entire suspension, he posts the scene from Wall Street, the "I'm not leaving, I'm not bleeping leaving" scene. And the caption is, "Live look, Jimmy after his meeting with Mickey. Hashtag get my joy back."
And Jimmy Butler liked it. He liked the post on Instagram.
He did.
There's no way Jimmy's back.
Never know.
We talked about it yesterday, Hawk. What's the outcome? They give him the extension. He plays. He just plays for him hard every night for the next 30 games.
Cooler heads, like,
what's
listen,
the outcome?
You're talking about it with, you know, Hooters and prep. Sometimes you're in the heat of the moment and things are, you can't imagine it ever working out. And sometimes cooler heads prevail. I mean, we all go through mood swings. Like, it happens. Jimmy Butler could be hearing the murmuring. Dwayne Wade said it on his podcast, where a lot of people, Udonis, are kind of painting Jimmy Butler out to be the bad guy, the wrong guy. And maybe you do have a moment of clarity where you go, huh, like, what am I doing here? I'm making $48 million. Like, let me get out there, bust my ass. I'll get the contract I want after the season, which was the original plan. You never know. I'm just saying, you never know.
I don't know. So he just plays hard for the next couple months and then opts in, opts out. Do they give him a deal? They're not giving him, Pat already, they're not giving him $100 million.
He said he'll opt in if it facilitates a sign and trade. It's the only way that he'll opt in.
But the other teams, we see that there's no teams
right now.
Yeah, maybe by the end of the season. And by the end of the season, people are looking to jettison contracts and retool, reload. Yeah. Like, you know.
That's why waiting till the end of the season, it could be beneficial on both parties.
He'll have more options.
He'll have way more options, yeah.
And he's going to go out there and play hard every night.
I don't know. Crazier things have happened. Again, I always go back to, it was just a couple seasons ago where Lamar Jackson wrote a farewell letter, took out an ad in the Baltimore papers, like farewell to the fans, and they were at loggerheads. This was like, he was gone. And I don't know. I'm going to kind of watch him in a Ravens uniform on Sunday night.
And they gave him $400 million.
Right. But he also had to agree to, yeah, I know it seemed like our relationship was done. We had called it over. And, nah, I'm good with you guys. You're good people.
I don't know. I don't see it happening. We were talking about it yesterday, Hawk. I don't see it happening.
Heat, Nuggets, tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. The Miami Heat reintroduced their Vice jerseys. The original white Vice jersey is back. It'll be debuted tomorrow, debuted again. That is tomorrow versus the Nuggets, and it will replace the white Heat jersey for the rest of the season. I think it's like Association White or whatever. They have all these cutesy names. The home jersey, the old school home white jersey, is being replaced by the Vice jersey.
All right.
Association White.
Yeah. Yeah, Nike, they
I said I don't want them holding the ring, so I got nothing. I got nothing for you this segment.
Nah, that's what it's called, man. I'm telling you.
Solana. They're called the Association Whites.
Crowder. When Nike took over the jerseys,
Lana.
They changed because typically at home you would wear white. This was ubiquitous to the entire league. At home, you'd wear your white jersey. On the road, you had one of the jerseys of whatever. For the Heat, it was a black jersey or your alternate
black.
Your alternate red.
Yeah.
And when Nike came in, they said, we're not doing home away jerseys. We're calling them different names. And that's the way it was referred to, like Association White. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. I got this right.
I believe you.
Yeah, put your hood away. Association White. Get out of here.
The Association Icon and Statement jerseys is what they were being called. It just so happens the Association for the Heat was the white jersey, which is why I got confused.
You are confused. That's what you wanted to say.
Well, anyways, no more Association Whites. Heat will be in the Vice jersey tomorrow. Panthers tonight, as Hawk mentioned, a 7 p.m. tip-off against Detroit. That's pretty much it, right? Like, there's nothing else going on tonight. There's no Thursday night football. College football championship game isn't until Monday. We went over the lines for the NFL games over the weekend. I mean, unless you want to talk about Jerry Jones being enamored with the idea of Deion Sanders being their head coach, which is what Ed Werder said. Anthony Edwards calling the starting five of the Timberwolves terrible last night. They were down big against Golden State. Mm. You saw John Morant posterize Wemby.
That was after a whistle, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, basket didn't count.
Didn't count, but.
Yeah.
That takes a grown man to run up on Wemby like that.
Do it when it counts, Ja.
It's a grown man to run up on him. He had, what, 8 blocks in the first half or something crazy?
Yeah, it's not fair. They should ban him. It's not fair. He's too tall.
How about that kid coming out of Florida?
Oh, yeah.
That guy's like 7'9 or something. What is he? Like 8'3.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
He's going to have trouble getting up and down that court. You seen them knees?
He'll give you a couple good seasons.
He got a couple in him. Them knees
last
giving
year's
out.
Season's going to look like Forrest Gump before the surgery.
The boy's legs strong, but they crooked.
Did you see the picture of him, the video of him with Shaq the other day?
He's bigger than Shaq.
I mean, but dwarfs him. He makes Shaq look like an ordinary person.
Them knees ain't going to cut it. I watched George Mirasan. I've seen what's about to happen.
Mirasan was huskier, though.
This dude being is real. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 7'9".
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that MCL is too long.
7'9", the MCL is 3 feet.
Yeah, MCL about to give with them knock knees. I went through it, man.
Your weather from your Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Right now, it's like 70 degrees in Miami. It'll be in the low 60s tonight. That is your weather.
All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment, and I am tempted to make 15 minutes of heat February because of all the new Vice uniforms talk. And that was really our first, that was our first interaction, major interaction with Solana's when they first originally put those Vice jerseys on sale. Well, it was after that, but he was telling the story of the night that that had happened. So
sure,
maybe that'll be 15 minutes of heat.
You sure you want to do that? There's a lot to get to when it comes to the Miami Heat. Like, a lot.
Don't give me a big meringue here. I will decide during the commercial break if that's what we want to do.
I want to talk Nico Jovic.
What a ridiculous thing to utter. All right, we'll come back with 15 minutes of heat.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of heat. You have the big open for that, Solana?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
And who's it sponsored by, Solana, before I do something for 15 minutes of heat that you're not going to enjoy?
The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff. Drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com or call them 832-930-6181.
I have been checking to see if there's any updates with the Mickey Arison-Jimmy Butler meeting, but there has not been any that I've seen online. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Quickly, Hawk, just with that answer, because I asked Alana yesterday, what is Mickey Arison going to do in this situation?
Well, I mean, it's Pat Mickey's Riley money. Can? It's Mickey's money. And so,
but what is he going to, he's going to convince Jimmy to play, not to play? Like, well, I don't know why this meeting's happening.
I would say this. If I own a business and my highest paid employee is, in my opinion, being insubordinate, and it's an employee that I thought was worthy of a giant contract when we gave it to him, and I thought he was the heir apparent to the superstar that we all embraced even through trials and tribulations, and it doesn't seem to be heading in that direction, I'm not sitting silently in my office. I own the bleeping team. I'm the guy who's written all the checks to you. And so if you've got a problem with the organization, you're going to talk about it to me as well. Not just, you know, and I don't think, like, I don't begrudge him for that at all. Do I think Mickey's going to overstep Pat Riley's decision on how they approach Jimmy Butler? No. And do I think that that decision is more of a collaboration between Riley and Spo and other front office? Yes. But I don't think Mickey Arison. I think Mickey Arison will tell you. I think he said it. He should have gotten involved in the Dwayne Wade situation when that was going south. There are times where Mickey has been quiet and may have learned his lesson and said, you know what? I'm at least going to have a face-to-face with you. And I think it's appropriate.
That makes sense. My thing is all action-based, so I don't think anything is going to come of it. But I understand what you're saying. This is my money. This is my team. I'm not sitting back. That makes sense to me, but I don't think this meeting is going to solve any problems.
I don't think so either. Now, all that being said, so they unveiled today that the Vice jerseys are coming back. And that gets me to one of our first interactions with Solana. Eric Falero was our executive producer at the time. This is 15 minutes of heat, whether you like it or not. Falero is our producer. He was on vacation. So Solana's filling in for him. Solana was producing Big O's show at the time. And we were at the end of Solana's week filling in. And for whatever reason, I guess he was telling us in the headlines a story about the Vice jerseys. I don't know, but he started telling us a story about,
you'll hear,
you know, because he's a season ticket holder.
No, you'll hear it at the very beginning, but they had relaunched the Vice jerseys, and the report came out that the Vice jerseys had outsold every NBA City Edition jersey combined. Right. Miami had made more money off the Vice jersey.
So he was doing a story on the Vice jerseys and then, you know, started telling us about his personal experience being a season ticket holder, being able to buy the jerseys before anyone else. And then his order didn't arrive till February. And that was just, we were enamored with the way he was saying February.
What I think is important context here to set this up, Falero's gone a whole week. He's on his anniversary. This was a big deal for me to fill in on this show at the time. And I went the entire week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, without messing up. Without getting jumped. We all got along great. I thought I did a really good job producing the show. This was the final segment, Friday, 5:50 p.m. The final segment of that week.
All right, here's how it sounded.
So he tweeted, no team has marketed a jersey harder than the Miami Heat have marketed their Vice jerseys, and it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like, they were already in the Vice unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that was his first game back. I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones. And then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami. And that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until...
What month?
What month was that?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Which Hold one on, is
I gotta,
that one?
I got to spell it out, Turb. How do you pronounce it?
February. Oh, you're talking about the month after January?
February.
He said it again.
I thought you were joking. You don't know how to say February?
February?
You don't know say February.
Saying you're right. February.
It keeps getting more wrong.
February.
February.
What's so funny? I don't know.
Do both your ears work?
Well, a lot of people say February, which is really wrong.
Oh, you mean February?
February. February.
Oh, I thought it was stick.
February.
Yeah, I ordered it in February.
Is that hard for people? I didn't know that was a hard word to say.
February. What? Well, no wonder you didn't get the jersey for a while. You ordered it in February.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's funny. You know
that.
What? One of the texts that comes in and goes, say it in Spanish, Eric. That's how ridiculous you sounded? They think you're Valero.
Febrero.
February.
February. Oh, boy, I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh,
man. Oh.
I don't even know where to go with that. Hey, just for fun, recite the 12 months for me. Just for fun. I want to hear you say them.
January. I'll skip that one.
No, give it to me again.
Okay. January. February.
He's trying to put the R in there, but he's putting in the wrong spot. It's not way February.
March. April.
These are what texters are saying. Almost peed my pants. I keep hearing February. February, LMAO. This February bleep has me crying. Go ahead. What comes after April?
Mayor. June, July, August, September.
All right.
October, November, December. I don't get why you guys are laughing. It's February.
February. I ordered this jersey in February and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October. You order something in February, you expect to get it in February, maybe March. I didn't get it to Octoberry.
I didn't know that was a tough word. Man, you surprised me.
It's funny. It's like Mushmouth on the Fat Albert cartoon. I'm able to do jersey in February. Imagine my surprise when Octoberberry rolled around.
Fat Albert and them were nice. They would let him get away with it.
Right. They'd have slapped him on the back. Man.
I got a daddy. It is feminine, baby.
Oh, my God. That was delightful.
Boy, you tickled me.
That was delightful.
Yeah, we get that. Get that out of here. I'll work with you, boy. I'll work with you. I'll
help you out.
Yeah, I'm good.
It'd be like, we can talk this weekend. We'll work through it. It'd
be like, what's that movie? They have to teach proper English to the housekeeper. It's a British movie where they have to teach the Queen's English.
Spanglish.
What? No, not Spanglish.
What?
The Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, Adam
Sandler. My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady. Isn't that the premise of My Fair Lady? They try to turn a street person into a woman that speaks the Queen's English.
Trading Places? That was Eddie Murphy.
Exactly the same thing.
What, it wasn't Eddie
Murphy? Exactly the same thing. I was just set in London. But this dude, we'll work on it with him. Because if he orders something in February, it's crazy that he wouldn't get it till October, Burberry. Burberry.
February.
Somebody texts in, I lost composure. I dropped my beer laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Very unprofessional of me to be listening to this at work. It's a great text. He nailed March.
You did that.
All right. You guys get paid to be there?
Man, I've been getting that for years. Yes. And I'm happy too.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh?
What?
February.
Hawk and Crowder.